Welcome to the Kona Edge, where you'll discover what the best triathletes in the world do to give them the edge.
Welcome back to this edition of the Kona Edge. We chat some swimming today here on the podcast, and we have a returning guest, and the feedback from her story last week has been unbelievable. So thank you to everyone who listened to that and shared it on social media and popped us messages about it. And Tina, thank you for being brave enough to share your story with us. Lots of people resonated with it, so I really do appreciate it. If you haven't listened to that episode yet, go back to last week, Wednesday, on the podcast feeds. The date would be the 19th of October. Go check it out, and fantastic story, and I'm sure you're going to get a lot out of it as well. But today, Tina talks to us a little bit about taking up swimming as an adult onset swimmer, and the struggles that comes with. Before we get into that podcast, though, just a huge thank you to everyone who has left us a review and a rating on iTunes. If you haven't done it yet, please do. It helps us grow the podcast, and it also gives you the chance to win an entry into an Ironman. All you need to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/win. Get all the details there. Alternatively, you can just click on the link in your podcast player right now, just below this podcast, and it'll take you straight through to that URL. Or alternatively, you can text the word Ironman to 44222, and I'll send you all the details back. Today's Coach's Corner brought to you by Superfly Coaching. They've helped dozens of athletes reach Ironman Kona, the 70.3 World Championships, and even the Olympic Games. Their coaches, along with Joe Friel, have written several books on training methodologies. Their experienced coaches are uniquely qualified to recognize your skills while addressing your weaknesses. Their coaches have already helped athletes just like you reach their goals, so let them help you. Whether you're attempting to release pounds or shave off a few seconds, they're with you every step of the way. Are you interested in upping your game from acceptable to exceptional? By partnering with your passion and their experienced coaches, you can reach your full potential. Their coaching plans are like their clients, no two are alike. Once you've chosen your service level that works best for you, your coach will begin to develop your customized plan. Don't let stomach issues ruin your race. From coaching to nutritional advice, they cover it all. To discover more about Superfly Coaching, head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. And don't forget, if you're a coach or have a coaching business and would like to get a plug on the podcast, head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. Welcome on to the Kona Edge. I'm Brad Brown, and it's time to chat some swimming. We head to Sacramento in California to catch up with Tina Eakin. Tina, welcome back onto the Kona Edge. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Brad. It's so good to be back.
Tina, let's talk about your swim. You mentioned that you didn't have a swimming background. This is something that you've picked up as an adult. Did it come easily, or was it tough?
No, I'd love to say it was easy, but no, Brad. I was a star swimmer, so I thought, I remember getting in the pool in Hawaii thinking, this is going to be easy. You know, I'm a runner, I'm in shape. I got in that pool, and I couldn't even do one length without feeling like I was out of breath. It's all about technique, right?
Exactly. You give us all hope, Tina. Let's talk about that technique. You must have worked pretty hard on your form, and by the sounds of it in our first chat, you were saying it's something you're working on still to this day. Is it something that you almost never get a handle on, that you always need to try and keep on improving?
Yes, for sure. I mean, I have great master's coaches right now, and they'll always point out what I need to work on. And I just, I'll share this with you. My first Kona, I did a 130 swim. My last year's swim was an hour 11. Wow. But that's almost 20 years of swimming. So, yeah, I've improved a lot, but it's frustrating. And I know that people that are not swimmers, I say swimmers, but they didn't swim since they were a child, I know they can understand and relate, because it's just a frustrating thing, but I just keep working at it.
That improvement's incredible. I mean, 20 minutes, I know you'd like to go faster, but is it just down to putting in the hours, or is there more to it?
I believe the hours are important, but I also believe it's very important to have somebody there, a coach or, what have you, somebody that knows, that can look at your technique and tell you what you're doing wrong, or videotape you so you can see what you're doing wrong. But I also believe that going to Masters 5 days a week has very tremendously helped me. But then again, having people to swim next to, having people that you're motivated to swim.
Would you say the Masters is the biggest thing that's sort of moved the needle for you and improved your swim over time?
Yes, Brad, for sure. Yeah, I mean, like I said, it's, I know that they don't have it everywhere, but, you know, since I've been in California, I know Hawaii has master's programs. I would highly recommend the master's programs if a person has an opportunity.
Tina, what are you working on right now with regards to your swim? What are you trying to improve or get better at?
I'm just trying to get faster. I just really would love to, you know, to go do an Ironman and do under, you know, 110. Other than Chattanooga, that's not possible. You know, Chattanooga's fast. But anyway, yeah, I'm just trying to get faster. And I guess what it comes down to, though, too, Brad, is being more efficient. Because, you know, I'm come to realization that I'm not going to necessarily be that much faster, but I can actually hopefully at least be more efficient, you know, to where I'm not using so much energy and you know, not getting anywhere. So that's, I guess...
Because that's the thing, it's that fighting the water, and I'm glad you used the word efficient, because that is the best way to describe it. I mean, for you to be able to take 10 minutes off your swim as it stands now, you're probably going to have to spend hours and hours extra in the pool, and you get to that point where it's the law of diminishing returns, that time's better spent on the bike or on the run. Where do you draw the line? When do you decide, you know what, I'm done, as much as you say you want to get faster, but it's more efficient more than faster. When do you draw the line and say, that's it, I'm done, I can't get any faster, I'm going to spend that extra time on the bike or on the run?
Well, I think, Brad, for me, it's just, you know, like I said, I do have the master's program. It's every morning, Monday to Friday. I will definitely continue to do, or as my coach said, you know, as for my coach, but I think even at this point today, I know that I'm not going to get that much faster. I mean, let's face it. It's just I've been swimming almost 20 years as an adult. But I will continue to go to Masters mainly because I enjoy it. And I think that I've had friends say that they don't work on their swimming because they don't think they're ever going to get much faster. But is that the answer? I don't think so, personally. I think that I'm not saying spend 10 hours on it or even 5 hours, but you still need to continue to swim, in my opinion, you know, to at least maintain where you're at.
Feel in the water is quite a big thing as well, and you mentioned five days a week. Do you think that helps as well, swimming more regularly, maybe shorter sets as opposed to only swimming once or twice a week if you're an average swimmer?
Yes, I believe that. I mean, I don't know what the, you know, what the word is out on the street as far as the top swimmers, but I believe that consistency is one of the keys. You know, just get in the water, feel for the water, you know, at least 4 or 5 times a week.
What do you love doing? Favorite workouts in the water?
Well, I just love my master's group. You know, I go there and they tell me what to do. I don't have to think. It's so much better than going to a pool by myself. Now, granted, when I have a coach, like my coach would give me workouts, but that's just boring. You know, I love running and I can go and do it on my own, but swimming is something that I need motivation for.
Who are you chasing in that master's group? Tina, who do you want to beat?
Well, I'd love to be at the other end. You know, they call the triathlete end and then there's the other end. Yeah, we did some hundreds the other day, and I was like, watching these people, they're so fast, and I admire it, but I just keep trying. Just keep swimming, right?
That's exactly it. Tina, as always, great to catch up. Thanks for your time here on the Cone Edge. I look forward to talking about your bike next time out. Thanks for your time today.
Hold on. Thanks so much, Brad.
I'm guessing that the Cone Edge is not the only podcast you listen to. If you're anything like me, you probably listen to a ton of different podcasts. I think at the moment I have 10 or 15 go-tos that I listen to every single week. And if you listen to a lot of podcasts, at some stage you've probably thought about starting your own. Well, the good news is it's easier than you think. ThePodcastingAcademy.com is giving you the opportunity to get your own podcast started right now. The Podcasting Academy is a 21-day, step-by-step online program that will get you from zero to podcast in just 3 weeks. Right now, thepodcastingacademy.com is offering listeners of the Kona Edge a 25% discount. All you need to do is use the word Kona at checkout to qualify. Head over to thepodcastingacademy.com to find out more. Thanks for listening to this edition of the Cone Edge. That was Tina Eakin sharing her swimming tips with us. And I look forward to spending some more time with you again tomorrow where we talk some biking. Before I do go, though, don't forget, if you'd like to be in touch, my email address is brad@theconaedge.com. That's how you can reach out to me. I love hearing from athletes around the globe. And I haven't done it for a few weeks, but... let me know where you listen to this podcast. If you're not driving or riding a bicycle right now, take a selfie of where you're listening to the podcast and tweet us. at The Kona Edge, or pop it onto Instagram and tag us. The Kona Edge is where you'll find us, or you can just use the hashtag The Kona Edge. We'll find it there as well. I love seeing where everybody listens to these podcasts around the globe. Let me know where you live and train, and yeah, we'll give you a shout out on the social medias. Until tomorrow, from myself, Brad Brown, cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of The Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for The Kona Edge.